it's Chris, and you're listening to the Chris Gilbertson Show, where we focus on the secrets of the extraordinarily successful, and I welcome you back. And today what I'm doing is I'm sharing a short clip from the Asara Lovejoy interview I did the other day, and it's just a really focused clip that's going to talk about how to shift your focus from negative to positive and how we get out of our beta, our thinking brain, into our subconscious, our theta brain, and empower us to be able to make changes in our life that we've been wanting to. Because if you're a personal development junkie like I am, and you've been to a lot of seminars, read a lot of books, there are missing pieces to a lot of things out there. And Asara puts this all together in her simple six-step process to help you get into theta, your subconscious mind, to help you start manifesting what you really desire. So really, really unique interview, and I want you to take a listen to it. And then also head over to mycashcommand.com to make sure to sign up for a free video to learn more about this process and how it can truly change your life.
So excited to be speaking to your audience and sharing what we can to, what we love to say, open their hearts and open their minds to a greatness that resides right within them. I know in the interview we're going to cover a lot of material, but I'd like to say right at the very first that the process of the One Command and the Six Easy Steps, I did discover it through my own personal journey, and I will share that in a few minutes. But the power of this simple process is that it is natural to us. It's already biologically part of who we are. And we speak about discovering this untapped power that is yours right within you. Everybody's looking outside of themselves for setting goals, getting it right, doing the right action steps, making themselves stay on track. You know, Chris, you've been there, right?
Oh,
you have
absolutely.
To, like, you know, drive, drive, drive. And when people read the One Command, the number one comment we hear is, this is the missing piece to all the self-help out there. Oh, my gosh, you actually have a technique that shows you how to stop the negative thinking and allows what you have as your positive thinking to arrive instead. Catherine, you want to jump on that comment?
Well, I do, you know, because when I met the One Command, I was where a lot of people were, that I had studied all this stuff, and I would kind of have, like, good feelings, or I'd have, like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, but then I couldn't quite apply it. But then when I discovered the One Command was introduced to me by working with you, it was like, oh, I know this. And it was almost like walking into a room and you had forgotten why you're there, and then suddenly you go, well, of course, this is why I'm here. And everything kind of just started making sense. And I realized really what had been stopping me was just an old idea about what I thought was possible. And I was identifying more with everything that was stopping me than those little times that I had the ahas, or I'd have a success, or, you know, instead of building on the success, I was always trying to avoid the failure. And that was the One Command shifted that focus just instantly. And it just seemed to make everything kind of pull together and make sense. So things that I was doing unconsciously, that I was doing for the right reason, I was doing the wrong things for the right reasons. I started saying, well, okay, here's the right thing I want to do. Why do I, you know, and get unaligned with why I want to. And then from that would flow the right action. And it just is, it sounds simplistic when you say it, but once you experience that shift, it's, the difference is night and day.
The thing that I think is important is that the counterintention of the unconscious mind not support what I'm just kind of reframing what you said, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
The counterintention of the unconscious mind that does not support the hopes, wishes, dreams, and desires of what we want to bring forward and how we want to increase our good. And we have so much material in our One Command program, Chris, because what we realize is the process is easy to make a change. It's an immediate disengagement of the way in which the brain fires running a negative program, and you're doing it consciously awake in maybe 3 to 5 minutes, and you can stop a negative thought. The philosophy of the One Command is that within you, you have the answer, solution, creativity, the knowledge. It already exists within you. And when you stop the negative thinking, you're creating a space. And in that space, that which you have always asked to have appears, because now you have the space for it to be allowed to arrive. And what we talk about in terms of the way we change in consciousness, I know you had written me a question like, what does consciousness mean to us in the One Command philosophy? And what consciousness means is the ability to change a state, and that we have different brainwave activities that put us into different brainwave states. And the ordinary consciousness of beta, our thinking logical mind, is where we try to solve our problems 98% of the time with a 1% return. And this is where we effort. You know, this is where we do our affirmations. This is where we write our list. This is where we force ourselves to meet goals. Well, we have this amazing intelligence that I say is 90 billion times bigger than your beta mind. 90 billion times bigger, not 9,000 times bigger. 90 billion times bigger than your intelligence. And I have to use that metaphor because I've got to get people to think differently. That there is this intelligence, that your personal intelligence in your brainwave activity of knowledge and information, insights, solutions, directions, processes, ways to be, that you already know that you simply can't get to. The telephone line hasn't been opened to that portion of your intelligence that's yours, but you've got it. I mean, I think that most people walk around saying, you know, I know that I could know this. I know that I could do this. I just sort of am disconnected from how I get from A to B, how I get from A to D. You know, B and C are the workstations. And so with the One Command, we're saying stop the beta mind, go into the theta mind. And we have lots of information I'll share with you on why the theta mind is important and how it works and the power of the theta mind. When you're there, you're speaking directly to the subconscious mind, and it's a three-year-old. So if you're speaking directly to it and you command it, you know, if you're talking to a three-year-old and you say, please go pick up your toys, I think it's time, it might feel good if you get the room clean, and the three-year-old's looking at you, right? Like, what did she say? What am I supposed to do? And then you say, go pick up your toys.
Right. Command it. Oh, that's a great example. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you had an experience directly with the One Command with Catherine. Maybe you want to speak to that for a minute.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny that you said, like, even when Catherine came on the line, she said, oh, my gosh, this is the missing piece, because I've been going through the material now. And just the simple exercise we did on the phone, it was, what, like a 20-minute exercise, I think? Maybe not even that long.
It wasn't even that long. Like, you just asked some questions, and then I took you through it, and it was like, oh.
And it, it was just my whole state of my, just to give the listeners a feel of what it is, the feeling was just relaxation, no anxiety, no tension, no, and actually the rest of that day was probably one of the most productive days that whole week, just because I was focused, I wasn't worried about thinking of the future, the past, just I knew exactly what I was in line for of what I'm doing. So it's very empowering, but it's that feeling in the state of your body that you're just comfortable, and it just, it works. It's not trying to like what you were saying, Asara, earlier, like pushing yourself, oh, I got to do my goals, I got to do this today, I have to be this type of like person. But it's very opening in the possibilities of what you can achieve. And just the comfort state that you're in is amazing, especially for me being type A, always, you know, crazy driven. It was nice to have that opening and relaxation about it.
Yeah. We
I've
say
noticed,
that even if – go ahead, Catherine.
What I've noticed, Chris, you know, when working with the One Command, we're bringing you completely present to here and now, because even in the six-step process, what we've noticed with people is emotionally, they're kind of in the past. And then they're trying to, and mentally, they're in the future. And then the body's trying to get everything done. So we're trying to avoid, like, the mistakes of the past or you know, what are the fear, the limitations. And we've got this tension all the time. And when we get our emotions, our head, our body, and our intention all kind of in one place focused, that is a relaxation.
Yeah.
And then from that place, you're not fighting or trying to make yourself wrong. You're not, that inner negative talk is quieted. You're simply present to what you're doing. And then you can actually have new thoughts about it too, because you're not trying to overcome all the what ifs. You're trying to deal with what is right now.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
it's like that creep.
Good.
No, that's okay. Keep on.
Well, I was just going to say that, you know, the book, The One Command, I wrote from my own experience of those down and out moments that I've gone through, of the up and down. I was always seen as a successful person. And yet my unconscious patterning was to be really successful and then to lose it all, the yo-yo effect. And, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that can relate to that. They get it, and then
mm-hmm.
they lose it. They get it. I mean, even in small things where you get a raise in your job and then your car breaks down.
Yep.
I mean, we tend to do it, right? And now I'm working with millionaires and multimillionaires, and I find that they get a ceiling where they cannot go beyond. Okay, they're talking. I have one gentleman who's talking to people that's making $3 million, and he said, "But I want to talk to people that make $30 million." And I said, "Well, what's in the way? What is the belief program that's in the way?" You know, kind of laughing. If it's $3 million or $30 million, what the heck difference does it make at that level of making money? And we went through the process of finding out what his fears were at the unconscious level, and the belief that came up was that it was impolite to have that much money.
Really?
So
interesting.
Yeah, so he came from an Indian background. He was raised in India. So it was impolite to have that much money. So that was so nice to identify it. What do you want instead? Well, I want to see people equally. If they're rich or they're moderately wealthy or they're poor or they're really rich, I want to see people equally as people that I have a relationship with, that I can be in a conversation with. So then we went through the six-step process, and immediately what happens is you stop the way in which that thought is firing. A thought has chemicals in our body and is a physical habit within us. So we immediately stop the habit of that thought. And in that space, that new idea of being in relationship with everybody equally is commanded. I don't know how I am now equally in a relationship with everybody, no matter how much money or little money they have. And emotionally, the body goes, oh, this is a new belief. Huh, never had this belief before. Well, I better get busy and design the emotions of this new belief so that this new belief becomes part of the mindset of the individual. So we work with a mindset of success. For example, in our 5 weeks, then we design programs. I just wanted to get into the idea of why we had the 5 week bust through your money blocks and command your wealth and the emotions of money, because now we have worked with people for about 4 years with the One Command, realizing that we can instantly change a belief. It's proven over and over again. We have so many wonderful success stories of what a person wanted that was blocked from happening, making a command and having it happen, sometimes in 15 seconds.
Wow.
Sometimes in 30 days, sometimes in 6 months. But it can happen instantly. And the support of the 5 week program is to gradually help the mindset and the unconscious program to readjust to working in a new way. If you were going to go on an exercise program or a diet, you would want to do it in a regulated way over a period of time, because that extra time helps you to change a belief, let that new chemicalization take place in your body to have it become your new platform of reality. I now believe that I can speak to all people that are equally comfortably emotionally, no matter what their financial status is. And the block of making money was that fear of, oh, they have more than me, they're separate than me, they're different than me, I can't talk to them, or it's impolite. So what we need what the program really addresses is those unconscious beliefs that are programmed into us at a very early age and are influenced by our outside structure of reality, by the outside philosophy of the country we live in, or the religion we were raised in, or even the skin, the color of our skin, or the gender of our sex. You know, that men have, there's expectations of men that are different than expectations of women. All of those unconscious programs inhibit our success. And are we're unable to easily and quickly identify. But with the One Command program, we say just meet yourself in the moment of the next thought that you're having, and you will discover what you want to change. That's as simple as that. That if you want to be successful in business, and you want to grow your business, and you want to make more money, you want more clients, you want to have a bigger presence on the internet, meet yourself with a thought that arises the minute you have that desire. Oh, I can't. Oh, nobody would want what I have. Oh, gee, I don't have the technology. Oh, whatever that inhibiting thought is, that is what you want. Ask yourself, well, what do I want instead? And then you command it. And you only make a command once for an idea. It's not an affirmation. Because you're physically changing your biology to understand something new before you've experienced it.
You're just listening to the short clip with Asara Lovejoy, where she was explaining more about our subconscious process and how it impacts our life and our lifestyles. So the next clip that I'm going to share is her going more in depth in her process and how it can truly help you impact your life. And make sure to head over to mycashcommand.com to learn more about this process and take advantage of her free video training to learn more about the theta brainwaves and how you can literally change your life through your thinking. So go out and make it a great day.